This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 228 for Monday, January 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are pushing higher on Monday as reports say United States President Donald Trump won't impose tariffs on U.S. imports from Canada and elsewhere. At the final settlement, the March canola contract advances $15.90 at $631.90 per ton, and the May contract rises $14 at $639.50 per ton. Trump, who was sworn in today, is said to be backing away on his tariffs threat, instead ordering federal agencies to study U.S. trade deficits. However, there's still a great deal of uncertainty over U.S. biofuel policy. Recent changes excluded canola, putting Canada's canola oil exports to the U.S. in jeopardy. As well, it's believed the Trump administration may prove to be unfriendly towards biofuels. That situation is a good part of the reason why Federated Co-op is putting on hold its plans to build a biodiesel facility in Regina. Meanwhile, the March canola contract moves above a number of major technical levels. And there's still the issue of strong canola exports as domestic use, which remain on pace to outstrip available supplies. That may lead to price rationing closer to spring. Gains in most European rapeseed contracts are lending support to canola, while Malaysian palm oil is relatively steady. Crude oil steps back, putting some pressure on the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is stronger on Monday afternoon as its U.S. counterpart takes a tumble. The loonie jumps to 69.74 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 69.28. In Argentina, the Buenos Aires grain exchange slashes its rating on the country's soybean crop by 17 points at 32%, good to excellent. The exchange cuts its rating on Argentine corn by 3 points at 39%, good to excellent. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is postponing its weekly reports by one day this week, with the export inspections to be released on Tuesday and the export sales report on Friday. With the markets closed to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day, trading in the futures is scheduled to resume this evening. Going into that session, the March soybean contract is at $10.34 per bushel. March soy oil is at 45.69 cents per pound. March soy meal is at $297.20 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn will open at about $4.84 per bushel. March oats is at $3.64.5. The U.S. wheat complex has Chicago March at $5.39. Kansas City March waits at $5.48.5. And Minneapolis March is at $5.83.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, January 20th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.